This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can also join us via Skype at username lrn.fm. Looks like there's yet another Ebola case confirmed, supposedly, in New York City. We'll tell you the scary things they're going to be doing to try to control that problem. Of course, you know, New York is the Empire State, so how will they handle things differently from other states? We'll let you know that here in a moment. It's certainly not going to be good news for people flying in from certain countries. Our toll-free number tonight, again, is 855-453. Plus, an update on the Silk Road, the latest on the man alleged to be Dread Pirate Roberts, Ross Ulbricht, and what happened to those murder charges that he was supposed to be facing. There's a story about that out of
the They're still just sitting over there in a file somewhere.
Well, they certainly haven't been brought officially as criminal charges. We can give you more information about it here in a little bit, and your calls are certainly welcome as well. Plus, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Ellen, Daryl, and Ian in the studio tonight. And Ellen, you brought in something about how the news is ostensibly bad for you. Where's this coming from?
So I found this article on TheGuardian.com, and it's titled, "Nudist is Bad for You, and Giving Up Reading It Will Make You Happier." And
this is by a news company, the UK Guardian.
Well, specifically by the one author, Rolf DeBelli, but
so
I guess
so please stop reading our publication, It's Bad for You.
It's quite brave of him to be posting this on a news website. I'm quite surprised at the audacity.
All right.
But reading over it, I found it very interesting. And this article is kind of lengthy, so I might just pick out a few areas. In the past few decades, the fortunate among us have recognized the hazards of living with an overabundance of food, obesity, diabetes, and have started to change our diets. But most of us do not yet understand that news is to the mind what sugar is to the body. News is easy to digest. The media feeds us small bites of trivial matter, tidbits that don't really concern our lives and don't require thinking. That's why we experience almost no saturation. Unlike reading books and long magazines.
You never get full. You never get tired of consuming it? Is that the idea?
I think what he means by saying that is that you don't exactly remember all of the details. It doesn't leave a strong imprint on your mind. It's not something that changes your life in any significant way, or it's not something that you can remember every detail of. It's just like, oh, look, there's a news article, and I'm going to read it because it's got a flashy title.
Most people don't even read it, I don't think. They probably just watch they look at the headlines.
You know, something I've found myself doing a lot more now that I have a smartphone is I'll just scroll through Facebook and, like, read news headlines, and then I'll just be like, oh, yeah, I know about that
article. Now you're informed.
Yeah.
All right.
Unlike reading books and long magazine articles, which require thinking, we can swallow limitless quantities of news flashes, which are bright-colored candies for the mind. Today, we've reached the same point in relation to information that we faced 20 years ago in regard to food. We're beginning to recognize how toxic news can be. News misleads. Take the following event, borrowed from Nassim Taleb. A car drives over a bridge, and the bridge collapses. What does the news media focus on? The car. The person in the car. Where he came from, where he planned to go, how he experienced the crash, if he survived. But that's all irrelevant. What's relevant, then? The structural stability of the bridge. That's the underlying risk that's been lurking, and could lurk in other bridges. But the car's flashy, it's dramatic, it's a person, not abstract.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand that. Who wants to read about structural damage when they can hear about someone's life being affected? I mean, it's more personal to talk about the person who is affected by this. It's something more people can relate to. I mean, you wouldn't have it wouldn't be an effective news article to talk about all the ways that the bridge, you know, the engineers have stated that the bridge was weak.
Well,
that's just not as interesting. Right.
That's true. It is cheap and easy news to produce because when you make something that's relatable to more people, making it more personal and describing the experience from their point of view, yes, a lot of people are going to be interested in reading that article, mm-hmm. but I guess it's a little more terrifying and factual and in-depth if you describe, like, well, when this bridge was built, they didn't build it up to a certain code, and so it was unstable for a few years, and this was just the straw that broke the camel's back, and then the bridge collapsed, and now we've got all these people responsible for it. But, like, that's a very tough thing for people to swallow, you know, the responsibility and what led to certain things. It's more of an in-depth look at the situation than just, oh, this bad thing happened to this person, and now he's got to deal with the emotional consequences.
And it seems as though it's one of those things to where they just sort of throw out what they think people want to hear. Like, you want to hear about this, and if there's, you know, a car accident that happens and one of the passengers happened to have smoked cannabis within the last 2 weeks, because you don't really know when exactly they smoked it. They just had some in their system. So, you know, like, one of the passengers was stoned.
Well, then it becomes a huge flashy tabloid thing where, you know, like, stoned passenger is hospitalized in car crash.
Yeah. The only person that didn't walk away had cannabis in his system.
And he was sent to jail afterwards. But it's just, it's more eye-catching, and I think that's what he's trying to get at, is that news agencies, although they do report on news, it's not always newsworthy what they report on.
Right.
So anyway, he goes on to say, news leads us to walk around with the completely wrong risk map in our heads. So terrorism is overrated. Chronic stress is underrated. The collapse of Lehman Brothers
Ebola!
Is overrated.
Ebola! Yeah, that's certainly true.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking when I read this. It was I was actually talking to somebody the other day. I just randomly met this person, and they were saying, I don't know if I'm ever going to go visit Africa now because of the Ebola thing. And I'm like, well, don't you know that Ebola is...
Africa's huge!
Right!
To say you would never visit Africa because Ebola is ridiculous and really shows a not even a cursory understanding of the Ebola situation. If there's a concern with Ebola, as our listener in Cameroon pointed out, you know, he's in Cameroon. That's on the west, sort of the western end of Africa. But yet, even in Cameroon, there is no issue with Ebola. It's only in Liberia and Sierra Leone, and maybe is it Ghana that's next to.
That sounds right.
Maybe something in Ghana, but only really the ultimate furthest west, northwest kind of area of Africa. Just really very ignorant to
that. That's like saying, I'm never going to Europe because there were protests in Greece.
Yeah.
Right. They're very isolated incidences, but you can see how easily these things can get overblown when you stress the severity of how much one person suffered. And then everybody's thinking, well, what if that happens to me?
Sure. Where's this from, by the way, this news?
TheGuardian.com.
Okay, very good.
Yep. We are not rational enough to be exposed to the press. Watching an airplane crash on television is going to change your attitudes towards that risk, regardless of its real probability. I know plenty of people that are afraid to fly, even though the risk of crashing in an airplane is much lower than, I don't know,
a car crash.
Yeah.
Much lower than a car crash.
Very much so. If you think you can compensate with the strength of your own inner contemplation, you're wrong. Bankers and economists who have powerful incentives to compensate for newsborne hazards have shown that they cannot. The only solution? Cut yourself off from news consumption entirely. Which, I don't necessarily agree with that all the way. I do enjoy reading news occasionally. I wouldn't say you should cut yourself off completely from the world, because then there are certain advantages to knowing what's going on around you.
Well, yes, there are. But at the same time, I can understand where the author is coming from. One of the good reasons to cut yourself off from news is that it can be depressing as well. I don't know if he addresses this at all in the piece, but
oh, it does.
You know, news tends to be negative. It tends to be
right, because as the saying goes, if it bleeds it leads. So.
Yeah.
You know, a newspaper editor is much more likely to put a front page story about, you know, some crime that happened than somebody made, you know, somebody donated food to homeless people.
Right. Well, you're never going to read an interesting story about somebody having a great day. Like, nobody's going to write a hit story on that.
All right, so we'll come back with more from the story here that Ellen is sharing with us. Should you turn off the news? Have you turned off the news? And how has it affected your life? Our toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Or maybe you work in the news business and you want to defend your trade. It's Free Talk Live. Have you thought about owning gold? There are lots of reasons to own precious metals. A hedge against inflation. When the dollar tanks, metals go up. A barter currency. You can disempower the Fed by using real money. And no one knows the future. In an economic collapse, metals are likely to be a currency. Do as I've done for years. Buy your gold and silver and precious metals from Midas Resources through gold.freetalklive.com. That's gold.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. And to uncover the secrets and expose the lies, check out freedomsphoenix.com. You get that every day there. In fact, they're constantly providing you with detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship we have with coercive governments. freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. Go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for the free daily dispatch at freedomsphoenix.com. But right now, Ellen's article is saying you should not do those things, that you should not be listening to or watching the news because, well, first of all, you're not really being informed. You're just kind of given, not really all the information that you need, and it's in such presented in such a way that it's hard to really retain useful information out of it. I mean, am I summarizing that correctly so far, Ellen?
Right, so far. And I just want to clarify a bit. I think that...
It's sensationalist as well?
Yes. Right? And I would say that this is more of a topical thing because even if you're reading books or well-written, like, journal articles, that was news at one point or another. So everything has been news before.
So are you saying don't read anything because you will never retain?
No, that's what I'm saying not to do. I'm saying you shouldn't avoid all news. Just pick out the news that is actually important. Because this next point is that news is irrelevant. Out of the approximately 10,000 news stories you've read in the last 12 months, name one that, because you consumed it, allowed you to make a better decision about a serious matter affecting your life, your career, or your business. The point is, the consumption of news is irrelevant to you, but people find it very difficult to recognize what's relevant. It's much easier to recognize what's new.
Hold on, before you go on, can you name one, Daryl W. Perry? You are a newsman, by the way. Report the news over at fpp.cc.
Yes.
You will sometimes, just sort of link to other news articles. Sometimes you'll write your own coverage. So you go through a lot of headlines. You see a lot of news. You've probably seen, as she suggested, 10,000 at least in the last year. So was there one of those stories that had, what was the question, did it change?
Did it allow you to make a better decision about a serious matter affecting your life or your business?
Not that I can think of off the top of my head.
Hmm.
There's certainly news about, what the NSA is doing, news about legislation that's being passed.
I guess that would alter
is affecting
behavior.
Us. Indirectly.
Well, what about like Ebola? I mean, if you read that news, then you might know that it's a bad time to schedule a trip to Liberia. You could make a decision like that based on that news. Like, you could decide not to do certain things, like to avoid certain. Like, I might not want to travel to Syria at the moment. There may be a bomb in my future if I go to Syria. So, that could be something you learn from the news.
Yeah, that's possible. I know that a lot of the news articles that I read are like, this new thing was discovered recently, and I'll watch a video of it, and I'll be like, oh, that's cool, but it doesn't do anything for my life, at least not directly.
I mean,
a few years, the technology, I'm sure, trickles down.
I think this guy's pretty cynical, personally.
He read too much news.
It's certainly possible you can overdose on news. I think that's definitely true.
Right, and it also depends on, like, how broadly or how narrowly you define news.
Mm-hmm.
Because is a press release from a company that you do business with technically news if it's information about, hey, we're changing this thing about how we do business?
Well, think about the word news, like anything that's new, any information that you didn't have previously, it just all of a sudden popped out.
Yeah. So I would say definitely there has been news that I have read that has affected me.
Last night we were talking about the Oculus Rift and their Google competitor that's called Magic Leap, I think, that hasn't really been revealed yet, but these new virtual reality technologies. I mean, had I not seen the news headlines about those things, I wouldn't be aware of them, and I'm interested in the technology and I'm excited about it, news coverage has helped that.
I think a lot of, I know for me at least, I found out about Bitcoin through news articles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. And
so, I think this guy's pretty cynical towards the news, but nonetheless, it's interesting what he has to say.
Yeah. The relevant versus the new is the fundamental battle of our current age, which is what we're just talking about, and I think that that's an important distinction to make.
I mean, cycling through a list of news articles and figuring out what's relevant to you, probably most of them are not relevant. I'll give them that point, that, that most of it probably isn't relevant to you. And, you know, you're likely not going to be affected by most of it either.
Yeah. But he claims media organizations want you to believe that news offers you some sort of a competitive advantage. Hmm. Many fall for that. We get anxious when we're cut off from the flow of news. In reality, news consumption is a competitive disadvantage. The less news you consume, the bigger the advantage you have. News has no explanatory power. News items are bubble popping on the surface of a deeper world. Will accumulating facts help you understand the world? Sadly, no. The relationship is inverted. The important stories are non-stories, slow, powerful movements that develop below journalists' radar, but have a transforming effect. The more news factoids you digest, the less of the big picture you will understand. If more important information leads to higher economic success, we'd expect journalists to be at the top of the pyramid. That's not the case.
That's an interesting observation. Yeah, journalists are not particularly, well-paid positions in general.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just guessing.
Well, their job is to the job of the journalist, the job of a news reporter, the job of a news editor. Their job is to fill space with content.
Right.
Their job is to get you, especially in television news. That's probably the most relevant discussion to have here because it's the most commonly consumed, I think, outside of the internet TV news.
Well, and then radio news. There's the 5-minute news breaks at the top of the hour on most talk radio stations.
But if you think about it, usually the most wealthy people or the most successful ones are the ones creating the news. They're not the ones that are reporting on it. So if you think about it that way, journalists are really just kind of feeding off of the important things that happen.
Well, so their job is to fill space. So if you're a television news show, you have a half an hour.
Yes.
And, you've got to fill that time. You've got the weather report. You've got, the business report. And then you've got the headlines and, whatever sort of flavor packages you want to add in there. But you've got to put something in there that's going to get attention. So, like you said, Daryl, if it bleeds, it leads. Something that's violent, something that's the result of violence is usually one of the top stories. Right now on Drudge Report, there's some headline about school shooting that happened, I guess, out in, Washington State today. So, that's one of the big stories out there. And ultimately, there's not really anything new anyone can learn from a story like that. It's yet another
person. It's just depressing.
Yeah, yet another person has brought a gun to a school, and there's been some killings as a result of that. And, yeah, it can be depressing, but ultimately that's not what the news cares about. They don't care about how you take the reports. They just want you to tune in to where you can hang through a commercial break and get to the news package that you're finding the most interesting. If you ever watch TV news, they'll tease all night long. So during prime time, they'll say, tonight at 11, and then they'll give you whatever the shooting in Washington. We'll give you the details. And then at 11, they don't always open with the thing they've been teasing the entire
time.
Right,
because they want you to watch all of the other stuff.
Right. Sometimes they'll make you wait till the end of the news package, or to the end of the whole news program.
And then it's only 10 seconds.
Yeah, and then it's a real disappointing report. More coming up here in moments. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body. Normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day. Take them camping or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll-free and bring up anything you want right here at 855-450-FREE. There's a cynical article that Ellen is sharing with us from The Guardian about news consumption, which is ironically telling its readers to stop reading the news in the midst of being a news website. So we'll continue that discussion here in a moment. Should you turn yourself off from the news, or is there a better way to consume the news? I'd like to talk about, you know, solutions, because I agree with some of his critiques. And I think that there are ways to limit your news consumption to a healthy amount rather than over-consuming it.
What is a healthy amount of news?
I don't know. You have to figure that out for yourself. But
well, there's actually more irony on the way
as
we talk about health.
We'll get into that here. Also, speaking of health, coffee.freetalklive.com. If you're drinking coffee, you want to drink the best coffee out there. You can get that, some of the best coffee from BuzzBox through Free Talk Live. In fact, you can get a free pound by going to coffee.freetalklive.com. It's shade-grown, 100% organic, and top 1% grade Arabica. Now, you can get this coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com just by paying the shipping cost, and then you get that free pound, and you can cancel your subscription at any time. Now, the extra thing that BuzzBox does with Free Talk Live is we've teamed up with Kiva to help people make a better life for themselves in really tough parts of the world to live in. You can, by ordering your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com, you can help us fund microloans through Kiva. And so for every 10 listeners that orders through coffee.freetalklive.com, we can fund one new microloan to help somebody make a better life for themselves. So go to coffee.freetalklive.com and get started with your BuzzBox subscription. You can cancel your subscription at any time, by the way, so you really have nothing to lose except for the fact that you wouldn't be able to try some great coffee. So go try it out at coffee.freetalklive.com. Talking about the news, and The Guardian has the story that Ellen is sharing with us, which is suggesting that you should just stop consuming news. And I think that that goes a little bit far. I think that some of his assertions in the story are demonstrably false. He suggests that you can't get any useful information from a news article, that, you know, none of it will change your life. And I think that that's, while generally true, I mean, most news is not life-changing or life-altering in any way. It's just data that you're consuming, and most of it's negative data that could bring you to sort of a negative worldview, and that's not a good thing. I mean, I like the idea of being positive, and certainly if you spend a lot of your time reading the news, it could be very difficult to see the world in a positive light, because all you're consuming are stories about death and destruction and politicians.
Very depressing things. And if you watch too much of it, you might feel overburdened and like you can't go on. And I actually got to a point like that, and I just stopped watching news for a while. Mm-hmm. But then I could never talk to anybody. It was like, I couldn't relate to anybody. Like, what are you talking about? I don't know what's going on in the news.
Well, that's a good point, because when you're meeting people in real life, whether it's at the workplace or wherever it is you spend time, they're either going to talk to you about the weather or some sort of sports team,
right,
or things in the news.
Small talk. Yeah.
No, most people, I found that most people that aren't politically active don't talk about things that are in the news. They talk about things that are on TV.
TV, that's
did
a good
you
point.
Watch American Idol?
That's what I should have said. Besides
did
sports
did
teams
you watch so. This other TV show? Did
America's
you watch
Got
that?
Talent. Yeah. Well, yeah. Anyway, so this next point I say is ironic, because this makes me feel quite stressed out when I read this point. News is toxic to your body. It constantly triggers the limbic system. Panicky stories spur the release of cascades of glucocorticoid, which is just a long word for cortisol, which is the stress hormone. This deregulates your immune system and inhibits the release of growth hormones. In other words, your body finds itself in a state of chronic stress. High glucocorticoid levels cause impaired digestion.
Like that. Stress like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just felt it just then. I was like, what's going on?
Code red.
Yeah.
In other words, your body finds itself in a constant state of stress that can cause impaired digestion, lack of growth, cell, hair, and bone, nervousness, and susceptibility to infections.
News is killing you.
More at 10. The other potential side effects include fear, aggression, tunnel vision, and desensitization.
Wow.
News increases cognitive errors. News feeds the mother of all cognitive errors, confirmation bias. In the words of Warren Buffett, what the human being is best at doing is interpreting all new information so that their prior conclusions remain intact. And it's kind of like that old saying, like, if you were a hammer, wouldn't every problem look like a nail to you?
Now, this is certainly true, especially when it comes to certain news agencies that have a specific spin on them. So Fox News, kind of commonly seen as the righty news agency. MSNBC, seen as kind of the lefty news agency.
And everybody sticks to what they know.
Yes.
Like, whatever they're comfortable with. They just want to know, like, feel that
you're
they
being
are
told
right.
What you expect to hear.
Yeah. Right? And I think that's one of the largest things that drive people to watching news is just, you know, hearing what makes them feel smart. Like, oh, yeah, I already knew this, and of course I support this thing. News exacerbates this flaw. We become prone to overconfidence, take stupid risks, and misjudge opportunities. It also exacerbates another cognitive error, the story bias. Our brains crave stories that make sense, even if they don't correspond to reality. Any journalist who writes, the market moved because of X, or the company went bankrupt because of Y, is an idiot. I'm fed up with this cheap way of explaining the world. Which, I think he is generalizing a lot there, but he makes a good point in that when you're telling a story about something, you can't blame it on one, just one variable. Like,
yeah.
There's hundreds of variables that can play into something.
Right, but there are some stories to where, you know, there is one variable.
Some of them, yes.
Well, I get what
such
you're
as,
from.
You know, when the Iraqi Air Force dropped arms in the wrong base. They actually dropped a shipment of what was supposed to be arms going to their people in the base for the Islamic State. The U.S. military was recently dropping arms for the Kurds, and they dropped it away from where the Kurds were, and the Islamic State fighters wound up getting some. So there's one variable there.
Right. I don't think there's
somebody in a cargo plane dropping stuff in the wrong place.
I don't think there's any hard and fast rules here, but I can see where the author's coming from, like on a statement about the market, you know, or some stock or the price of Bitcoin. I had somebody ask me last night, so what do you think Bitcoin's going to do in the next week? And my answer is always the same. I have no idea. I mean, it would be so presumptuous of me to say I have any clue what something like Bitcoin is going to do, or, you know, some stock, or, you know, you fill in the blank of some sort of unpredictable element that, as Ellen is pointing out, does have to do with not just 100, but maybe countless input mechanisms and, you know, factors and things like that.
Right. Every individual person could have an effect on something.
But what can happen, though, and I think what he's talking about here is when some, you know, tool bag money guy on television gets on the air and says, well, the reason why this stock went down is because such and such did so and so. And then, you know,
hold on. You've got to throw a chicken after you say that and then press some little dingy button that goes, whee!
I actually saw an article earlier today, and I'm not sure who shared this originally, but it was shared by like 6 people on my friend's list, and it was something about like a car that gets 100 miles to the gallon is not being released in the U.S. because oil companies are funding this, you know.
Okay, I know exactly what car you're talking about. It's a Volkswagen that is supposed to get, you know, some astronomical amount of money. The reason it's not being able to be sold in the U.S. has nothing to do with the oil companies.
Right.
It has to do with the federal safety regulations, and because this thing is so light, it's made out of stuff that would crumple. And so it would never pass the safety test in the U.S.
Right, but I think that's the point the author's making, is that people are like, oh, big oil companies, obviously, that's the reason why we can't get car.
If the journalist or the opinion person draws a conclusion, they put it out there, and then the audience can go to their water cooler at work and act as though they're informed when all they're doing is repeating the misinformation, the speculation that was given on the
right,
news.
And there's a bunch of so-called journalists that don't do their homework,
yeah,
and they do put out these BS stories of the oil companies don't want you to have this car, when that has nothing to do with it.
We'll come back with more. Your thoughts are welcome on the news. 855-453.
The event you've been waiting for is here. Lumber Liquidators, 3rd Annual Fall Flooring Yard Sale. It's your chance to get first quality, full warranty, direct from the mill flooring at unbelievable closeout prices. Like oak laminate for an incredible 19 cents a square foot. And pre-finished 3/4-inch solid maple for just $149. Plus beautiful bamboo for 63% less than other stores. Take advantage of our 20 years of savings with 20-month special financing. And get even more unheard of flooring deals in our stores. Fall Flooring Yard Sale is Thursday through Monday only. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Shop.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, get a great deal, and a portion of your purchase goes to benefit Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon via shop.freetalklive.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
If you need to say happy birthday,
happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you. ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the fields is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Many Americans suffer from digestive problems, often totally unaware they're not absorbing essential nutrients from foods and supplements. Dr. Peter Glidden is aware of the importance of healing a damaged digestive system.
Now, the product that I'm going to talk about today, Mackey Plus, and it is a combination of a superfruit, the Mackey berry, and aloe vera juice. Now, aloe vera is a very interesting nutritional supplement to talk about because aloe vera, you know, it's the stuff that you put on your skin if you get a burn. And man, it really knocks down the pain, the inflammation of the burn, and facilitates healing. Well, guess what? It does the same thing internally that it does externally to burns.
To soothe and heal your digestive system, order Mackey Plus today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696. Or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ellen is reading a story from The Guardian advocating you turn off the news. And I like some of the things that are being said about, you know, critiques about the news and how it's, you know, it's kind of vapid and it doesn't really give you useful information in a lot of ways, and that, you know, there are always these negative stories that can certainly bring you down. I think that there's a lot of truth to that. And I think that there are healthier ways to consume the news and not so healthy ways to consume the news. And I'd like to talk about what I think, at least, are better ways to do this, because I definitely share some of the concerns that the author has. And we do actually have a newsman here with us. Daryl W. Perry is in the studio. He is the creator of FPP.cc, which has a radio division, FPPradio.com, wherein you actually do a 5-minute newscast, Daryl, on a 7-day-a-week basis.
7 days a week. I've been doing it since February, so I believe today makes 264 consecutive days.
Congratulations. But what do you have to say for yourself?
I need a vacation.
So, yeah, you've been doing amazing work, and, of course, you put together news that tends to come from a liberty-oriented perspective, at least. That's, you know, you can't avoid it. As a news editor, you're going to select stories that you consider to be relevant,
right,
through based on your worldview. And I think that comes back to what we were talking about before, this confirmation bias, right, that people will consume the news that most is useful or most resonates with them, where the viewpoint that is expressed, although news isn't supposed to have a viewpoint by definition, we all know that it always does.
Right, and one thing that I find interesting, because I'll read several articles a night before selecting the three that get put into the newscast, mm-hmm. I'll read a story from the Associated Press, the same sort of story being reported on by Reuters and, you know, some other outlet, and they're all reporting on the same thing, but they're all, you know, putting their own little twist on it, as slight as the twist might be.
So, let's continue with the story here from The Guardian, Ellen.
Okay. So his next point is that news inhibits thinking, which I think is pretty bold for a claim, especially since you have to be thinking about it. Thinking requires concentration. Concentration requires uninterrupted time. News pieces are specifically engineered to interrupt you. They're like viruses that steal attention for their own purposes. News makes us shallow thinkers, but it's worse than that. News severely affects memory. There are two types of memory. Long-range memory's capacity is nearly infinite, but working memory is limited to a certain amount of slippery data. The path from short-term to long-term memory is a choke point in the brain, but anything you want to understand must pass through it. If this passageway is disrupted, nothing gets through. Because this news disrupts concentration, it weakens comprehension. Online news has an even worse impact. In a 2001 study, two scholars in Canada...
They're saying online news is worse than, like, television news? Is that what they're getting at?
Yes, and he explains why.
All right.
I would actually... And before you get into it, let me explain why I actually agree.
Okay.
Because most articles, in my opinion, are way too long.
Online, you mean?
Online.
Okay.
I would say that a good article is 600 words max. You know, like, that's not a hard and fast rule. If something goes 621, I'm not going to be like, it's too long. Mm-hmm. I can't read these last 21 words.
Can you really fit in all the details of a news story in that few words?
Yes. Yes, you can. Because you don't need to give the background of Janet Yellen, who's now the chairman of the Federal Reserve, graduated college from Yale with a GPA of
blah, 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 and
regurgitate and explain all of the decisions that were made by Ben Bernanke that explain why she made
her decisions. There's a lot of filler.
I agree with that. I was actually looking at a different article before this one, and I thought about bringing it up, but then I was like, I can't read through this because I was just rereading the history of this person's life all over again in the article, and it was really irritating. I was just like, get to the point.
All right, so why is online news worse, according to this guy, than other forms?
Okay, so in a 2001 study, two scholars in Canada showed that comprehension declines as the number of hyperlinks in a document increases. Why? Because whenever a link appears, your brain has to at least make the choice not to click, which in itself is distracting. News is an intentional interruption system. So I guess the point he's trying to make here is that, like, when you're looking at a news article online, there's all these blue words, and it's like, I could click on this and read more into the details of this, which, you know, is actually quite tempting. And in a lot of cases, I will do that.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'll take, like, 10 times as long to read the original story, and you kind of lose interest after a while. And
I just want to throw this piece of advice to anybody that's listening that has a website and they link to things. Always, always, always add the little tag so that when somebody clicks the link, it opens in a new window.
Yes.
Because if I click the link and it takes me from your article to something else, chances are I'm not coming back to your article.
Some people hate
that,
though.
You're not going to backclick.
Like, I used to design, when I used to do web design, I used to design that way. Wherever a link would take the person off of my site, I would always make it a new window. But that's supposedly really bad web design, so I haven't been doing that.
But that always seems more preferable, because then you still have the original.
Yeah, because then I remember, I've still got this original tab over here. Let me go back over to freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I tend to agree.
What you're doing.
I tend to agree with both of you. It's just that's what I heard. I heard that's bad web design because some people don't like having new windows pop up.
Okay, well, we're online consumers here. Would we lie to you?
So, as far as is online news worse than TV news, I don't know if one study that shows that people get distracted by hyperlinks is enough, you know, to really conclude that online news is worse. I would say TV news is worse.
Because of the commercials, right?
No, not that. I mean, online news has, you know, the equivalent of commercials. They want you to see the ads on the side of the page or whatever. But TV news is worse because there's an editor. There's a news editor who decides what news you're seeing. And with online news, you select the sources.
Right, which, that's
true. If you have to consume news, and I think that it's useful to some extent, although I agree with some of the concerns that overconsumption of news can be bad and news in general is negative and you don't want to get into a negative place in your life and believe that the world is evil or that, you know, that you would live in a bad place or whatever. But if you're online, you can sculpt your news. I mean, so we've got these news readers, for instance, like I use Feedly. That's a program that I use.
Yeah.
It used to be Google News or Google Reader.
Google Reader was really good.
Yeah, they shut that down.
I don't like Feedly. I use the Dig Reader.
Okay. I've heard good things about, you know, that, too. It's just I found Feedly after the Google Reader, and so I went to that. Now, I don't honestly use it as often, you know, as I'm sure some people do. But it's a nice thing that these aggregators are nice because you go to these different sites, blog sites or actual news websites, subscribe to them, and then when you go there, when you go into this program that aggregates all these feeds, it shows you what the latest headlines are from all of these different sources. And so there you're getting – you can have as much news as you want, obviously, on the internet, as opposed to the half hour that they serve up to you at the end of the day on the local television news station. And I think that being able to select your sources is a much better thing, although somebody, I'm sure, could argue that, well, you know, if the editor is selecting news stories, maybe you'll find something that you wouldn't have otherwise found.
Right, but I actually agree with you. I tend to think that television news is much worse than online news because
absolutely,
you have a select amount of time. You have, you know, just one channel or maybe two channels at a time that you can watch, depending on, like, how many TVs you have. There's always the captions running across the bottom, and there's flashing lights.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, if you don't catch it, then, you know, it's gone. Whereas online, you can target your search. You can make it more relevant to you. You have all these different sources you can go to. It's basically accessible anywhere as long as you have an internet connection. And you don't have to look at something if you don't want to. And if you do want to look at something, you can always go back. Use the magical back key we were just talking about.
I think that it's pretty clear that if you're going to consume news, choosing your sources is the way to do it. I mean, it feels so old tech to sit through a half-hour news program.
Yeah, especially since more and more so I've been noticing they'll play, like, 5 minutes of actual substance, and then they'll have, like, 4 minutes of commercials.
When's the last time you watched a TV news program?
Probably a month ago.
Really?
Yeah, I don't do it regularly.
I don't remember the last time I watched one.
I don't do it on purpose. It's just, like, if it's on, then I'll watch it.
I don't remember when the last time I actually watched television was.
Yeah, it's been a while for me, too. I'll encounter it every now and then over at somebody's house or something like that, or in a government building. Sometimes got a TV running there. Toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE. How have you changed your news-consuming habits over the years to be more healthy? You can share your thoughts with us. It's Free Talk Live.
Majid lives in Nordevin, Armenia, with his wife, kids, and grandkids, all in the same house. They have cows, but to compete against the big ranchers, Majid needed to get a loan for more cattle. Free Talk Live helped him get a loan for the cows. He bought them, and now he's very happy with the expansion of his farm. You can help us help more people by getting your coffee through coffee.freetalklive.com. Make a difference, one cup at a time. Get a free pound to try out the subscription. Cancel at any time. coffee.freetalklive.com. Talk radio generally, and Free Talk Live specifically, are a really inexpensive way to reach customers. All advertising is about return on investment. If you keep your investment low, you have a better chance of seeing a proper return. Free Talk Live is on more than 160 radio stations and the internet, reaching hundreds of thousands of listeners with ad packages from $600 to $6,000 a month. Imagine what we can do for your business, project, website, or idea. Email me, mark@freetalklive.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution.
With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.